Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. I'm excited to have Lynn Rose as my guest for today's show. Known as the voice of transformation, Lynn Rose is the go-to catalyst for getting you or your company to achieve breakthrough performance. As a speaker, media mentor, and award-winning entertainer, Lynn Rose is sought after by companies and organizations to wow their businesses and events. She's hired by entrepreneurs to help launch their success while also making wow impact with her music and performances. As an entertainer, she's opened for Jay Leno, Mariah Carey, and Sheryl Crow, and she has hosted TV shows here and internationally. Lynn has been seen on CBS, ABC, NBC, Entertainment Tonight, Disney, Warner Brothers, and more. As the founder of the Wow Factor Speaking Performance Training, Lynn helps her clients learn to speak fearlessly, authentically, and powerfully. Lynn's Launch You Now, Done For You messaging, media, and marketing service helps entrepreneurs, speakers, authors, and coaches become known as experts in their industry. During the show, you'll hear an inspiring song by Lynn Rose titled Everybody Tweet, and we'll talk about how she can help you honor your inner voice and live the music you hear calling you. To find out more about Lynn Rose, visit her websites, www.lynnrose.com and www.harmonicactivation.com. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, thank you, Margot. Very excited to have this time with you, especially on one of my favorite topics of all. It's awesome.
Oh, living your music?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. I've been seeing you on Facebook. I've been a friend of yours on Facebook for a long time now, and I keep seeing that you are definitely a prime example of someone who is living her music, and also that you help other people live their music as well. So You just seem like the perfect guest for my show, and that's why I was really excited to have you on today.
Aw, thank you. And it's been a journey. It may, you know, seem that way and feel that way, but, you know, I think it's important we have conversations like this so you can peek behind the scenes and recognize it's not always that way or hasn't always been that way and, you know, hopefully help others to just fully step into what they're here for, come fully alive, and, you know, we're all in this together.
So true. Could you tell us a little bit about your own path and your story that led you where you are now?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, where I'm now, if people didn't tune out during the bio, because that was a long bio, I'm like, okay, that went on a long time. But, you know, mm-hmm. I've been around the world, open for a lot of names, and played a lot of big stages, whether speaking or singing, done TV, film, Broadway, all of that, right? And so, and I've found my way now, and I'll jump back to explain how. But just to give people context to where I am now, so I've found my way now to when I can hit the stage, whether I'm tired, whether I'm nervous, whether anything happens, and I just know that I can fully deliver. I feel fully, most alive actually, when I'm living my craft and connecting, and it pours out of me, it flows out of me, sometimes miraculously, because I'm going, how is this happening right now? Because I don't, you know, for whatever circumstances might be going on. And what I know is that people may see that and think that, oh, you just were born that way, or you have that in you, and you're just lucky or something. And actually, it has been quite the path. And in fact, I went through a lot of number of challenges as a kid. We won't go into that for sake of time. But it kind of caught up with me as an adult, and I was going through some challenges as an adult. And as I got off of this Broadway show, it all caught up to me, and I suddenly got shut down with fear. All the negative voices, everything caught up to me. And I could no longer sing. I could barely get sound out. I lost all confidence. Not that I really had much to begin with. I had some raw talent that was the only thing carrying me. But That's about it. And so I had to leave the entertainment business for almost 2 years and cocooned and really did a lot of inner work and worked through it. And then through that process, I'm just slowly starting to put myself back out there again, showing up and failing, showing up and failing, showing up and being terrified, but putting myself out there anyway. And eventually finding my footing again. And now finding my way in a different way, in a way where I was really allowing myself to be seen. I wasn't shut down or held back, because before I had shut down myself, it was from a place of where I'd try to control how something came across. And I certainly was overly in my head judging every moment of it, so it was making even doing my craft very painful. And so I found a new way where I was letting myself be seen, letting myself really connect from who I am, from my connection to source, from my connection to the music or whatever it was I was saying to the people or to the camera. And it now came out in this whole other way and very freeing. But it was a process. And I think it's important for people to know that just because you may be shut down, just because you may have nerves, just because, you know, you may not have your talent honed to the degree you wish, it doesn't mean you're not supposed to do it. It doesn't mean you don't have what it takes. It doesn't mean it's too late. You know, at any point, you can just make that decision and then keep showing up, keep being willing to work through it, and you can find your way through it. And I'm an example of that. And now I get to enjoy and love what I do and continue to spread that around the world and, like you say, help others do the same.
That is so wonderful, too, to hear, because it's so true. I mean, so much of it is just being willing to even show up and then to hopefully start building up some belief that you can do what it is that you feel your heart desires to do. Emmett Fox talking about in his little book, Your Heart's Desire, he talks about how your heart's desire is a lot of times something so important to you that it's totally scary to tell anybody what it is because it matters so much. And I think that's what stops people so often is they think, oh my gosh, this is just would be too cool if I could do this. So they don't even try. And to me, that's so sad. You know, I want to inspire people, encourage people to live the music that they hear calling them, whatever that is. And, you know, whether it's actually music or something else, you know.
Absolutely. Whatever your music is, whatever music that is for you, your music can be painting, your music can be pursuing a certain career. It could be deciding to take a year off on sabbatical. I mean, whatever that is, but it's definitely choosing it and believing in it. I love that you've said that part about belief. But it's okay to still just choose it, even if you aren't fully in the belief of it yet, just by showing up because it, you know, that's there. It's, you know, I'm sure there's people listening that have this voice nagging at them, and they finally just have to listen because the voice is hurting too much to the degree it's yelling inside. I know that was the case for me for a project, and maybe we'll talk about a little later, that I had, it kind of fell apart. It was a music video project about 5 years ago. And I had to put it to the side, but everybody kept saying, my God, this is so amazing. You should get it out there. They thought it was going to be this huge thing. And it always nagged at me that I should just try it again. Yes, it failed because of certain outer circumstances. And I could have just taken the momentum and kept with it. Instead, I retreated. And I thought, let me come back to it. I'm ready now. And now I've come back to, and I'm talking about Everybody Tweet Project, which we can talk about a little later. And now it is phenomenal what is opening up for me out of this and some projects that we're doing around it that's going to just, it's going to change the world, you know, no less just give me everything that I want in my career. So it's like being willing to continue to show up, to listen to that voice, because that voice got so loud. It was so yelling at me. And I was so busy doing other things that I just could no longer ignore it. So anybody else that has that kind of nagging inside, honor it and know that you just need to show up. I mean, I would host karaoke way back when, and I would see people come in, you know, week after week, and they were, you know, one could say horrible. I mean, that's a harsh word, but, you know, they were just not good. But they were passionate about it. And I noticed those that came every week and that really were passionate about it and applied themselves, they got better and better and better. And it was really amazing to see. And I see that with the people I work with. They may show up in the studio utterly shut down and stiff, not clear on the message. I'll work with them, get their message clear, get them to come out of their shell. And it's like this utter transformation. I know that no one is a hopeless case. I've seen it again and again and again. And it's so inspiring when you see come forth what's there inside, aching and longing and wanting to come out.
Oh, that, yes, that is so true. And you're right. I mean, it's like if you don't practice doing whatever it is, you're never going to get any better. And so if you give up right away, you're not going to be able to do it. And somehow, though, you have to believe enough that you're willing to show up and you're willing to keep going back to practice. So probably having you doing the karaoke and encouraging the people probably encourage them to come back and do it more.
I would hope so, yes, because I encourage, even if it's no matter what the level of talent, the fact that someone's passionate about something or enjoy something, I want them to experience it. So I would always have fun with that back in the day. But, yeah, mm-hmm. It's about showing up and not judging yourself in the process. Just show up, be willing to follow that calling because there's rewards. The rewards is even in the doing of it. Even if it's not finely honed yet, even if it's something that's never destined to become famous. I mean, it's not even about that. It's about honoring what you want to do and living it. Like your show title is just so beautiful and so perfect. Live your music.
Yeah. Well, Wayne Dyer had always said, and he still does, don't die with your music still in you. And his daughter Serena has a book called Don't Die with Your Music Still in You. And I totally agree with that. Don't die with your music still in you. And yet the reason I called the show Live Your Music is because I wanted to say it without the don't and without the die. And say, hey, get out there and live your music. Because when you do that, that's what helps make you feel fully alive. It's what gives you joy. It's what allows you to enjoy life and help others enjoy life. And encourages others to do what they feel called to do as well.
That's right. So true. That's so true. I love this conversation.
What was that?
I said I love this conversation.
Oh, me too.
It's living my music, having this conversation.
Well, actually doing this radio show was one of the things I felt called to do as well, and it seemed a little crazy at first to do, but I had a friend, Anna Taylor. I don't know if you know her. She's really awesome. She teaches about angels, and she had a blog talk radio show actually she still does. She just doesn't do it every week, called Anna and the Angels. And so she helped me learn how to do it back in 2013. Mm. And I did my first show back in December of 2013, and I've done them almost every week since then. It's what makes me feel most alive, what makes me feel like I'm making my biggest contribution is to connect the people that are living with their music with other people who want to live either that kind of music or just be inspired to realize that, hey, I need to try and live my music. I have to be willing to try and to get out there. And like you said, it's not about being famous. It's just about doing what you feel called to do. It gives you joy when you do what you feel called to do.
I know. I remember I would be playing these, and I still do, play these really huge corporate events, thousands of people, stage and lights. In fact, one time it was a 3-day event, and we were on the second day. And the first day, they had Black Eyed Peas play the same concert stage, you know, and we were then the band. This is when I was singing with a band. Every now and then, I still sing with them, actually, for fun. But it just felt like completely like we were at a major concert and getting to just do what I love and being so on fire, so connected. And then there's this voice inside of me going, yeah, but it doesn't count. It's a corporate event, or you're not, you know, at the level you thought you'd be by now, or whatever that, you know, limiting conversation. And I caught it. I remember catching it going, I am just loving what I'm doing right now. It is so fun. I'm in such joy and pureness and aliveness. And I know that people right now are feeling that too. We're taking them at least momentarily out of their, you know, day-to-day lives into this heightened experience. And we get to be part of facilitating that. And, you know, it counts. That matters.
It totally does. Yes.
It's not about whether it's at a certain level or not. And that's been really freeing for me to, like, as long as I know I'm living my passion all the way, as long as I know I'm giving everything I have to expressing everything that I have to offer and living it to my fullest, you know, that's a life well lived. I'm enjoying it. I'm impacting others. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether I'm then a quote unquote celebrity or make XYZ amount of dollars or any of that. What really counts is your show title, Living Your Music.
Oh, well, you know, I want to make sure that I have time to play your song. Did you want to tell people a little bit about Everybody Tweet before I play it, or do you want to just talk about it after?
Yeah, I'll say a little bit about it, a context, because, you know, I do lots of different kinds of music. So, you know, in trying to choose one, it's always hard. How do you choose just one? But for me, this was most relevant to what's going on in life and even the whole conversation about not being stopped, about really following that calling. Everybody Tweet is a music video about using your voice for good in social media. And I've been asked by a silent investor in Twitter to create something like this for them to use at an event, and then we're going to launch it. However, I flew out to New York, got sponsors. I hired Grammy producers to write the song and produce it with. I hired a film company, and we shot this amazing video. And we flew out to New York for the big launch, and then they botched it up and didn't launch it at the event. And I had to, you know, the sponsors wanted their money back. I had to borrow money to pay it back, spent years paying it back, you know. I could have just taken the momentum and run with it, especially because it turned out so good. It's so catchy. You can't get out of your head, and people are going, oh, my God, this is going to be a huge hit, la, la, la. But I retreated. And then, you know, like this is what I was referring to earlier. And then about 4 years later, about a year ago, I just said, I can no longer just ignore not at least giving my all to getting this out there, because I'd pulled it from the everywhere. And so I'm doing this conference. Let me just put in cameos of people in this conference and put the messaging, because this is around using your voice for good in social media. So, you know, you kind of show little messages on tweet things like that. So I, you know, I even featured some messages about the conference. Well, it was a huge hit. And then I ended up getting asked to do that for the National Speakers Annual Conference last summer. And that was like about 1,500 people, the top speakers and meeting planners in the industry. And they went nuts and they went, oh, you've got to license this for companies for their events. Because it's so unique, it's so catchy, it's so playful, it's so fun. It hits the target market of getting their messaging, of featuring their leaders in these cameos. And, you know, so I've been working on that now and already started selling licenses for it. And that's, you know, a game changer for me. But the cool thing is now I got the attention of this gal who is partners with Jim Carrey and Eckhart Tolle in the Global Alliance for Transformational Entertainment. And we've partnered together, and we are going to be releasing a celebrity version and in alliance with the UN. So we'll feature UN's hashtag Peace Day. We have access to UN's ambassadors, but also these other celebrities. And we're going to drive traffic to, this is my dream, but to this site, this is meaning this has been my dream for a while, drive traffic through this video to a site where people will be able to see the cameos of the various celebrities or everyday people that we have featured in it. And it represents different causes or needs with ready-made social blasts and hashtags so that the everyday person can come there and recognize their voice matters. Here's a free way you can make a difference. Blast us out on your social media. Let's bring our voices together for good. And
that
so,
is awesome.
I'm so thrilled because that's in process right now, and there's even more to it, and it's blowing up huge. Like, I mean, let's just put it this way. Hundreds of millions of views is what the UN expects just to reach. And we'll see. We'll see. You know, everything's one step at a time.
Well, listen,
but
we're starting to run out of...
giving it my all.
Yeah, we're getting close to running out of time. So I need to play the song, and then we'll talk a little bit more after that. It's 2 minutes and 49 seconds. It's Everybody Tweet, and this is Lynn Rose. Hearing the story about what you're going to do with it, I can just start getting so curious to see all the different people and what they were going to be tweeting about. And, oh, this is just so awesome. It's giving me chills. I just love it.
Yeah, it's so fun. Well, I'm so glad. And by the way, you can see, I mean, it's what we did for the National Speakers Association,
mm-hmm.
but you can see an example of that video at everybodytweet.com. It's tweet, not tweets, everybodytweet.com. And you can see a little example of the video there. Pay no attention to the site. That's not the site I'm talking about. That's just that's where we were starting with it four or five years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've got a whole other thing that behind the scenes till we're ready to officially relaunch it. So anyway, but thank you for sharing it. It's so fun. Like, it's just an example of don't give up even if you tried something and it failed or epically, you know, fell on your face. It's like pick it back up if that's what's calling to you. Keep showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up. And sometimes it's about persistence. Sometimes it's about learning and growing. Sometimes it wasn't the right timing. You know, sometimes
it's
really demonstrating to what level are you committed to it? Are you passionate about it? Thank you for the opportunity to share that.
It's so true. And it's all really, I think of it as divine timing. You know, when you're ready and all the other people are ready, that's when it finally works. and you can't force things to happen before they're meant to happen. It's kind of like watching a plant grow. You know, you can't just go dig it up. You have to let it grow in the timing that it's meant to grow.
Yeah, exactly.
But then when it does, oh my.
Yes, look out.
Now,
and you know, go ahead.
Oh, I just needed to say that I'll be taking the next 2 weeks off from the show, and I'll be back on Wednesday, July 8th, and my guest is going to be Dave Lent, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Masterminds, How Ordinary People Create Extraordinary Lives, and also his DVD, The 5 Keys to Mastery, during the show. And you can sign up for my e-newsletters at margojoydonator.com. And I want everyone out there to think about these questions, how you would answer these questions. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And Lynn, you are doing so much to help people do that, and I just really appreciate that, and I appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you. And I just wanted to kind of also, because of course in living my music, I want to share my music, and I think you're maybe going to mention it, but I just wanted to let folks know that they can go to lynnrose.com, and I will send them a free song about Standing in Your Power. Stand up. In fact, you were going to play that.
Oh, I love that song. Yeah. So definitely go to Lynn's website and get that download of the song.
Yeah, lynnrose.com. And then a visioning process, too. So it really helps you stand in that defining moment that you want in the future of you living your music. So, you know, definitely of whatever support. I just really passionate about it. So certainly welcome people to check that out and share the music while living in the music.
Thank you. Yes, I will make sure when I do the e-newsletter to have the links for your website so that they can download the songs. Any final quote or thoughts, Lynn?
Oh, yeah. I think it's all relative to what we've been, this whole conversation. And kind of what we kicked off this a half hour talking about is that I have two favorite quotes, or I have actually a number of them, but these two I think are most relevant. One is by George Eliot, was actually a woman but had to take on a man's name in order, because she was like from over 100 years ago, in order to, you know, be respected and published. But her quote is, "It's never too late to become who you might have been. It's never too late to become who you might have been." So it doesn't matter what's come up till now, no matter how many times you might have sabotaged or been stopped or circumstantially things have come up for you, or now you're feeling it might be too late, it's never too late. Georgia O'Keeffe got started in her 60s or 70s. Same thing with George Bernard Shaw. Nureyev, the ballet dancer, didn't start till he was 27. I mean,
and look at Louise Hay, too. You know?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, exactly. And you know, I even look at that with everybody tweet. I mean, I say, it's too late now, music, you know, whatever. But no, taking it on, honor that. Become who you're meant to be. And then the final quote, and this always gets me, you and I were talking about this before the show, it gives you chills, but it's, at the end of your life, do you want to be saying, oh, I wish I had, or, I'm glad I did. I'm so glad I did. To know at the end of your life that you gave it your all. There's not a regret that at least, what if you had at least tried? What if I had? What if I at least maybe had given a little bit more, shown up, or been willing to risk, or any of that? What if I hadn't bought into the limiting beliefs? What if I'd really gone for it? Whatever that is. Instead, you go, I'm glad I did. I gave it my all. I got to enjoy life with everything it's worth and know that I expressed everything that I'm here to express and be and do and have.
I love that. Thank you so much, Lynn. Thank you for being on my show. Thank you for all you're doing to spread joy and help inspire people to live their music by living your music. I really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate you and what you're doing with this show. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share. It is just pure joy.
No, you're welcome. Well, bye for now, everyone. As I said, I'll be back in 2 weeks on July 8th. Have a wonderful week. Bye
Woo-hoo!
For now, everyone. Thanks again. Woohoo!
Bye. Live your music. Bye.
Yes, live your music.